get to stock picks now, Mark. So I'm going to ask you what you would be buying at the moment.
Yeah, so tonight I'm picking Long for Life. Brian Joffe is the CEO, and for three reasons. Number one, I mean, we like the business. They own great brands. Outdoor Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse, they've got chilled beverages, they've got sorbet. Number two, it's not particularly expensive. I mean, they've just put out a trading update to say that, and they said that in the second half of 2021, their trading levels were similar to a year ago, which I think is a great outcome in this environment, and the cash flow generation was strong. And thirdly, that there's an opportunity for some corporate activity. Also, in their latest SENS announcement, said that they've engaged Investec Bank to look at the corporate structure. And we know that Brian Joffe has been frustrated at kind of the
lack of love.
The value markets placed on his stock. So potentially you could even get a short-term value unlock. Maybe they take the company private or something similar. So
yeah,
my stock.
Well, let's hope the minorities, if that is the case, do press for some cash, but I don't know if Brian's going to pay it. Nick, so the cliffhanger, Northam is your stock pick this evening. So would you throw in your lot at the viewer who says it's his third go at Northam, presumably you're next to him?
Yes. In short, I would. I do think that platinum and I suppose the PGM price basket at the moment is quite high. Having said that, I don't think that there's a significant amount of supply coming on sort of stream, and I think demand is going to remain relatively robust. So I would expect a little bit of volatility, but if I have a look at anywhere close to spot prices for a lot of these platinum companies, but specifically Northam at the moment, I think it's looking like it's a sort of a really good value currently. They're also one of the few companies out there that are going to be increasing production over the next couple of years, a lot of which is already being paid for. So I think it's got the double whammy of increasing production on the one side and then very high spot prices, which just aren't reflected in the current valuation and the current multiples that you're paying for this asset. Yeah. So Northam is certainly up there at the moment. Third bite. Here we go.
All right. Thanks, gents. We have to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Mark Du Toit from Oyster Catcher Investments, Nick Krell from Ashburton. And just a quick reminder, don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Equitas's annual results presentation at 9 o'clock. And then at 10:30, we'll be broadcasting the State of the City address for Johannesburg, where Mayor Jeffrey Makubo will provide an update on the progress being made on service delivery and financial achievements of the past year. Do tune in for that.